When a city successfully gets rid of graffiti on public transportation, you don't really expect the government there to then bring the street art back. But that is exactly what Kenya's president did recently when he agreed to lift a ban on the art found frequently on shared taxi vans called matatus. NPR's Gregory Warner heads to a bus station in Nairobi to find out how the buses got their color back.
If you've ever taken the Chinatown bus in an American city, then you know how most African matatus work. There's no schedule. The bus leaves when it's almost full. So what you're listening to is a matatu tout straining to corral more commuters by banging on the bus itself and shouting the low price, just 35 cents. And then another bus pulls up with a totally different look. This bus, as you can hear, has music blaring, and its exhaust pipe has been pinched to sound loud like a motorcycle's. And it looks different, too. It's painted with airbrushed portraits of Jimi Hendrix and Elvis and Johnny Cash, and lyrical fragments from songs of the Beatles and Maroon 5. This matatu tout doesn't need to do anything to corral commuters, and he's charging twice the price to go to the same place.
You're showing me all the money you're making
from this. All the money I made, yeah.
Why are people paying extra for the privilege of commuting in what is essentially a moving discotheque? The answer is an odd lesson about being the most popular bus on the block. If young people prefer this bus, and they seem to, then it fills up faster. It leaves sooner. It gets places on time, and thus it's more popular with everybody who can afford the extra fare. It's a circle where art meets economics, and graffiti triggers enough of a change in commuter behavior that what may look like irreverent street art is actually a source of profit for private bus owners. And so those owners have been steadily flouting the 10-year-old ban long before the Kenyan president gave the formal nod to the city's matatu artists, like this guy.
I go by the name Great.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you spell it? G-R-8?
No, G-R-E-A-T. Oh.
His real name is Roy Mungai. He studied 3D animation in college, but says he can make more money painting matatus, about $1,000 per bus.
Should we go?
Yeah.
He takes me into his garage where he's decorating buses with spray paint and vinyl decals. One is an homage to a speaker system company. Another, a semi-ironic tribute to the NYPD, complete with Keith Haring-type cutouts of police beating civilians. But Nairobi has a long history of matatu art, and Mungai grew up in a slum here, admiring what he now enviously calls real graffiti, in the days when artists could paint the windows, paint the windshield, leaving just a narrow strip for the driver to see through.
Okay, it wasn't that good when it comes to the passengers, because you don't know where you're going.
Which is kind of important for a matatu.
Yeah, because you have to open the windows to know where you are.
Now, the reason for the ban on matatu art was road safety. And many Kenyans are afraid now that artists like Great are back in business. They say the government has caved to powerful bus owners.
I don't necessarily think it's that. Because, like now, if it causes an accident or something, you'll be sure that that's the car.
Mungai claims that artists actually make it easier for police because if you've been run over by a taxi and you're lucky enough to still be conscious, at least you're likely to remember the 3-foot spray-painted face of Muammar Gaddafi speeding away from you. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.